A man who's not a fan of an 80-degree day, Larry Weber, joins us this morning on the phone. Howdy there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. You know, 80 degrees is just fine when we have it in June, and we are in June, so that's okay. I don't appreciate 80 degrees in March, but anyway, getting back to it, let's take a look back at May. We ended the wonderful month of May this week, and for once, for the first time in more than a year, we had a month that was cooler than normal. And if you live through all the days, you're probably not at all surprised. The warmest temperature we had for the whole month was 75 degrees, and that happened on the 27th. The interesting thing is, yesterday, June 1, immediately we had a day warmer than that. Precipitation-wise, we got plenty. Yes, we got about close to an inch more than we normally get in May. And once again, I'm excited about that. That has really made the woods green and lush. It's just terrific. I'm out on a walk right now, and I just couldn't come in. It was just too terrific to stay out, and it was just loaded. We are at the time of apple blossoms. Crab apples, lilacs are all in bloom, but there's also choke cherries in bloom. The earlier one, pin cherry, is pretty much fading right now, but choke cherry has just started to bloom the last couple days, and it's going to be blooming a tremendous amount. We're also at a time of two other things coming from trees. One of them is this, that the red oaks flower. They flower in a way that's different from the other ones that are blossoming right now. They put out the catkins, and the catkins, of course, when they get ripe, are loaded with pollen. The pollen is drifting around. I was looking at our house yesterday, and I noticed on the roof there's a lot of pollen there, and out on the lake, on the surface of the lake, there's a lot of pollen. Well, the other thing of note with trees is the fluffy seeds that are starting to float around. This has been referred to as a warm weather snowstorm sometimes when they get so thick. But the way back when the quaking aspen and the willows, the pussy willows, started off the season with their catkins, they have now developed into seeds, and these seeds get real fluffy and they blow around in the wind. It's not hard to see them. You walk almost anywhere and you'll see the fluffiness laying on the ground or blowing around in the wind. And that will continue probably over the next several days, maybe a couple weeks even. Other things of note from the tree, this is the beginning of the time of new growth. Trees only grow taller around here only one time of the year, and that is in June. And the period of time may last 2 weeks, but they'll shoot real tall, real fast. This is most obvious with conifers, pines, and spruces, but I see it mostly in pines, where they'll put on this new growth, sticking up, often referred to as candles. And right now, where I am standing, I'm looking at a red pine that has such a growth. The trees have almost completely leafed out. I wouldn't call it 100% foliated yet, but certainly well over 90%. The biggest trees are usually about the last. However, there are three of them that are still just barely starting to leaf out. There's the black ash, the staghorn sumac, and the big tooth aspen. And I don't quite understand why those three are always the last. They're completely unrelated trees, and each one grows in its own place, and yet they are one of the last to put out their leaves. Maybe by next time when we speak, we will have an entirely foliated forest, which is mostly on its way there now. Other things of note, the bird migration continues somewhat, but right now most of the birds that we hear singing are ones that are going to be staying here. They're going to be nesting here. And I did see a couple of new migrants this week, including nighthawks. They're always a late migrant, and yes, I did see them flying over one evening. The name nighthawk is not very accurate. They are not a hawk by any means. They're a cousin of the whippoorwill, and they feed on insects. But they do circulate a lot around in evening, and I think that's where the night comes from, the nighthawk. But I did see those this week, and then yesterday I heard the first wood peewee of the season showing up. They're also a fly, insect-eating bird, and they fly late in the season. This morning during my walk, I came across a whole family of hooded mergansers. She had 8 babies, and she was out swimming in the lake. And, yeah, that's June. When we start seeing things like that, we will If we haven't already done so, we will probably see plenty more of those. Somewhere in the yard, I have a nest of a robin, though I haven't found it yet, and chipping sparrows, and of course a hummingbird came by this morning. I think they're probably going to be nesting in the yard as well. So plenty going on there. I still haven't seen the first fawn of the season, but I'm sure it's out there. In the world of frogs, we're having kind of an interesting thing. Last weekend was toad time. The toads were calling a great deal. Well, their breeding season doesn't last very long, and they are quiet again. But the silence is taken up by the gray tree frogs. Gray tree frogs, you go down to any pond and lake at this time in the evening, and you'll hear this loud, almost kind of a wah kind of noise. And boy, it continues and continues and continues, and this is their breeding time right now. Unlike the toads, their season will last for a long time. I've heard them calling well into July. The summer frogs are just starting. This morning on my walk, I heard the mink frog calling for the first time. So, yes, they are out there as well. This is the beginning of more butterfly time. June is a terrific month for both dragonflies and butterflies. Dragonflies, I've seen only a few. Butterflies, I have seen a few more, including this week I saw the first tiger swallowtail of the season. I have not yet seen a monarch, but any day it could very well it could happen today. Other things of note, there's plenty going on with the wildflowers. Up until this time, I constantly talked about wildflowers blooming in the forest, on the forest floor. Well, the forest floor is getting pretty shaded right now, and the only ones that can handle that are some of the shade-tolerant flowers. Now, these are flowers such as Clintonia, also known as blue bead lily, starflower, sarsaparilla, bunchberry, wild lily of the valley. They're all out there now, and they're blooming, and they put on quite a terrific show. But if anybody wants to see a really great wildflower that can handle the shade, I suggest taking a little walk out at Jay Cook State Park and seeing the yellow lady slipper orchids. They are, yes, in bloom. This week, I also found their cousin, the pink lady slipper, also known as moccasin flower. That tends to be a little bit more back in the bogs or in the pine forest, but I found that this week as well. So there's plenty going on, and yes, whether it's going to be 80 degrees or not, it is still a terrific time to get out. You'll notice, once again, I didn't say much about mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are there, and I had a few of them on me this morning during my walk, but notice I said a few of them. We haven't had the real explosion of mosquitoes yet, so I'd say take advantage of it. Get out and take a look.
Larry, it sounds marvelous. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yep. Okay, take care.
Larry Weber is an author, educator, naturalist, and our host every Friday for Backyard Almanac right here on Northland Morning.